Recently, we talked about this new transaction space, and to kind of tie in off of that podcast, we're going to talk today about the breakup of CSPs, or what was once called big common carriers. What's the root cause of this shift?
This is an interesting situation because the root cause is business basics, and you would imagine that these companies would long ago have recognized the problem and started to work on it. It's very, very simple. If you take these communication service providers, they're huge, but they're asset heavy. And being asset heavy, it turns out that they're also debt heavy. So they have very poor balance sheets uniformly. Now, those bad balance sheets were fine 50, 60 years ago when these were regulated companies with guaranteed rates of return, and the debt markets were happy to fund these balance sheets. Not a problem. Today, that's no longer the case. And you've also got a situation best understood by the rapid spread of Wi-Fi into networks all over the world. Wi-Fi, extremely capital efficient, great price performance. I like to say that 20 years ago, you wouldn't have thought much about it. Today, you wouldn't do much thinking without it. So Wi-Fi has become an essential part of life, and there are no carriers in the Wi-Fi business. It's, you know, people like us, we get our Wi-Fi, plug it into the wall, and away we go. And then everything on our side of the Wi-Fi network is not monetizable by these carriers. The result is their cellular revenues have started to decline about 5 years ago, putting huge pressure on free cash flow. Now, that is a massive problem because once there's pressure on free cash flow, there's all kinds of issues with things like paying dividends, paying off debt, or capital financing for new networks. The carriers are also under massive pressure, pretty much self-initiated, to upgrade their networks to 5G or fifth generation. And none of them has ever managed to produce a business case to justify putting these things in and the capital cost of doing it. No one has ever explained how they're going to make money and where the money will come from and how much there will be. And so you've got these companies stuck in this impossible situation. And quite a few of them also have the old wired networks in place, the old plant, which is rotting out. As we look at it. Now, of course, this means financial pressure growing. I started warning 25 years ago that these balance sheets were not survivable and that the carriers had to figure out a way of deleveraging themselves if they were going to reposition themselves for growth. My concept at the time was to turn the whole carrier structure into something that looks like a cell tower and how it's financed today. Cell tower is a shared asset. And I went into a couple of these big companies and said, hey, turn your entire asset base into a shared asset and rent it out to whoever. And they refused. Well, okay. So here we are. And we've already done a podcast on Elliott Management's attack on AT&T, which has now forced AT&T to start cutting back as fast as it can on cell tower rentals, wherever it can do that, and even shut towers, and send some pretty harsh notices out to cell tower owners about its intent. And then you've got the actual breakup of Telefonica. Telefonica has had to break itself up. It started to unload properties around the world. It recently cut a deal with Liberty Global to get a joint venture for O2. It's UK property, and that has relieved significant pressure on Telefonica. But again, it's breakup, not build. British Telecom is under huge pressure to break itself up. We did a podcast on the panic refunding of the Indian company Reliance Jio by Facebook. And since then, a whole mess of other investors have poured in, thinking that just because Facebook invested in this bankrupt business model, they should too. Well, good luck with that. And of course, here in the United States, It's not just Elliott Management and AT&T. We've seen Sprint disappear. This is a massive shift. It's a massive change. It restructures something that's been in place since Alexander Graham Bell founded AT&T in 1877. That is a long time ago. Show me a business model that's lasted since 1877. Sears? Yeah, right. So this is big, and it's begging a lot of questions.
So you mentioned a few of our previous podcasts, Reliance Jio, AT&T, and you also talked about some of the things Telefonica has done to break itself up. What's the real worth of these companies, especially when you strip down the company to really only what's valuable? What do you do with what's left?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, it's a $2 trillion global business, just to give you a sense of the size. And there must be millions of people employed worldwide. So we got a lot of jobs on the line. We got a lot of shareholder money on the line. And if you were to strip down a common carrier, communication service provider, to what it has that's of any real value, I'm afraid what you get down to is the spectrum that it owns. That's it. It owns spectrum. And likely the only place that money can be made is in arbitraging that spectrum in real time. The ability to buy and sell spectrum, rent it out to brands. We've done our podcast on Microsoft. We've already done a podcast on the new transaction space. Well, the brands that want to be in that space, the brands who want to profit from it, they need spectrum to get in there, both licensed spectrum, which these carriers have, and unlicensed and non-cellular. And there's a ton of that, TV white space, low power TV, on and on and on. So the question now is for these folks, if that's all you've got, if that's it, when we scrub this thing clean, that's it. What do we do with all the rest? What happens to all that debt, just for starters? What happens to all those employees? Because buying and selling spectrum, it doesn't require a huge number of folks. And one of the questions I have is for those companies with a lot of wired plant, and your Deutsche Telekom, your NTT, your Verizon, your AT&T, and so on, they have wires and cables running all over the place. And most of them are increasingly looking third world in terms of their state. And who would buy that stuff? Who would pick up the obligation to maintain it and upgrade it, fix it? I cannot imagine who will do that. Frontier bought some wired plant from Verizon a few years ago, and Frontier just went bankrupt.
For more on telecom and the breakup of CSPs, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.